This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as the head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. The milestone is being seen as a rare and significant achievement, reflecting decades of uninterrupted public service and political leadership at the highest level. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being the longest-serving head of a government in India. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "Prime Minister Modi's devotion to the nation and its people defines him." He said, "Mr. Modi's life has been a continuous journey of service, from unwavering commitment as the Chief Minister of Gujarat to the leadership of a Prime Minister." The deadline for filing nominations for Keralam Assembly elections will end tomorrow. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place the day after tomorrow. Polling will be held on 9th of April and the counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. Meanwhile, election campaigning has intensified across the state. Candidates are actively meeting voters in person. Campaigns are progressing under the leadership of senior leaders from all political parties. Election Commission has directed the chief electoral officers of poll-bound states and UTs to ensure that each polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance on poll day. The Commission said that facilities should include drinking water, waiting area with shade, adequate lighting, a ramp of proper gradient for PWD electors, a standard voting compartment and proper signage. The group of seven G7 nations have strongly condemned Iran's attacks on civilians and key infrastructure across multiple countries in West Asia. In a joint statement, G7 foreign ministers voiced solidarity with countries affected by the escalation. The G7 nations warned that Iran's actions not only endangered the targeted countries, but also pose a broader threat to regional and global security, urging Tehran to immediately halt its military activities. The group also stressed the importance of ensuring the safety of critical maritime routes and global supply chains, particularly in the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. G7 foreign ministers said they stand ready to take necessary measures to support the global supply of energy. Iran has launched ballistic missiles targeting the Israeli town of Dimona, home to the Najiv Nuclear Research Center, as well as the nearby city of Arad, describing the strikes as a direct response to yesterday's attack on its Natanz nuclear enrichment facility. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, says the research center was not damaged and that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. However, the impact on the ground has been significant, with more than 130 people reportedly injured across southern Israel, including in Dimona and Arad. Israel's air defenses engaged the incoming missiles, but failed to stop direct hits on both towns. The IDF has acknowledged the interception failure and says an investigation is underway. Iran's representative to the International Maritime Organization, IMO, Ali Mousavi, has asserted that the Strait of Hormuz is only closed to Iran's enemies. Mousavi emphasized that while transit remains possible, international obligations must be balanced with respect for Iran's territorial integrity and rights. In squash, India is assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 after Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories to their respective semi-finals. Veer Chotrani will be up against Abhay Singh in an all-India final clash in Mumbai today. Veer defeated Malaysia's Sanjay Jiva 3-1 to book his place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.